Maybe I'll walk on the golf course today.
There you go. Hey, it's better than nothing. You just need a walk, no cart, walk, carry your clubs. That's a workout right there. It's like going for a walk with a weight vest on.
That's what I used to do.
So you get to stop and hit shit. It's a lot more fun. I mean, you could do that normally, walking around, but probably get in trouble. not supposed to do that as much. Are you ready to rock?
Let's do it. What you got?
What's the song going to be for today? You going to figure it out?
I don't know.
It's going to be Journey.
Ooh, good one.
I sent Jack. He told me, I was leaving the other day, and Jack was like, believe, Josh, believe. And then I got out in the parking lot, and I just popped in my head, and I sent him Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Now it's stuck. Stink of Journey, man.
I think it's stuck
in my head.
I think that's it.
All right, well, let's get rock and rolling. A singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Relentless Fitness Podcast. I'm Josh Hausman.
I'm Chris Raby.
So, the Blues are back.
Yes.
Getting it done. Tell me what's going on. I didn't get to see the game. I'm lame.
Hockey season is here. Blues won their first game. They beat the Penguins in Pittsburgh, the defending Cup champions.
See, they're showing the Cardinals what they should have been doing.
Yep.
That's how you win.
And they will be home on Saturday night for their first home game.
That's awesome.
So it'll be good.
So are they off from then till now? Traveling and stuff?
Yeah. Cool. Back here, off day today, practice tomorrow. You know, important to really get off to a good start because they play a lot of games early on the road. Cardinals did not get off to a good start. They were 3-9 in their first 12 games. And then,
really?
Like anything, it's hard to dig yourself out of a massive hole.
Yep.
So they fell short, and you know, you wonder if they had started better at the beginning of the year, if they'd be getting ready for their first playoff game tomorrow night. But alas, they're not.
Yeah.
But looking forward to Blues season. It's fun.
How are they looking?
Good.
Team looking good.
Good.
Yeah.
Fun team to watch. So
yeah. I haven't watched.
It's going to be a fun year. We got to get you to a game.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been to a game in a few years.
Yeah,
so
you got to come to a game this year. We'll make
I
that
need
happen.
To. Yeah. Blues games are fun.
Oh, yeah.
I like watching the little blimp fly around, drop stuff. I want to be that guy.
Well, they got
fly the blimp.
They got a new video board, so yeah, it's really cool.
That's
cool. Awesome. Yeah,
good deal. Yeah, I need to check that out. So it's exciting. I'm excited for the Blues now. It just
even if it doesn't feel like hockey season.
It needs to start feeling like hockey season. I'm about to lose my mind.
God, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's just, God, it's brutal when it's still 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, we're doing a
still got to use your AC and
yeah, we're doing a fall celebration fest kind of thing at my buddy's new house over the weekend. And we're going to do a bunch of outdoor games, and we're planning for, like, flannel and jeans weather, 70 degrees for the high or whatever. You know, nice, cool October day, and it's going to be, like, 89 degrees outside. It's ridiculous.
Ugh.
So, I guess summer is still hanging on.
All right, well. It'll be cold and icy and annoying before we know it. So.
Yeah, maybe if we ignore it, it'll go away.
Yeah.
Well, today I wanted to talk about focus first. So, I've been looking, this happens to me during fall time. I get really into the outdoorsy things, and one of those outdoorsy things is archery that I like to do. And I've done this since I was a little kid. I mean, I used to go to these 3D target shoots and would shoot a little kid's recurve bow and shoot at the targets and do competitions with that. I don't know how good I was. I was real little. But I won a trophy, so I must have been okay at it.
Sweet.
And so I've always kind of been into it. And something in archery that they always say is aim small, miss small. And to me, that's just a really cool way of saying focus. And I think that's super important whenever it comes to like fitness or success in general, is that concept of focus or aim small, miss small. And is very applicable when it comes to setting goals. And the reason why is because if you set a very specific, so you're not setting like a small goal, but it's a specific goal, you're setting that point really hard into a small spot. so that you will get as close as possible, because it makes you focus on that little, like, I want to lose 10 pounds of body fat and I want to see my muscle mass do this, and I want to grow my biceps, and I want to have this all done by this date so that I can go to the beach and show off my new jacked arms, like, kind of a thing, something like that. So it's like very intense, particular goal that you can picture in your mind and you can directly focus on. And it's just like I said, it's a picture in your mind. It's very defined. But if you just like, man, I just want to get in better shape, it's so broad. It's not very focused. You don't really care about it. You can't really paint that picture in your mind of something to shoot at. So in archery, it'd be like just looking at the target and just like slinging an arrow down there, hoping to hit the target, versus someone who's looking at the center dot on the bullseye. So they're not even looking at the bullseye. They're looking on the little bitty dot inside of the bullseye, to where it's just, it's so focused that the bullseye is too big at the target. You know, they're going even deeper, the center of the center. And that leads to, even if you miss that target, you're still hitting the bullseye. So I think that's super valuable whenever it comes to success or fitness, is that if you're aiming that intensely at something, if you're that focused on something, even if you don't hit it, you're going to be damn close. So I like that concept a lot. I found out it's a very valuable one. So that's why whenever we talk to a lot of our clients, we try and paint that picture of where we're wanting to go so that we can create that focus.
I think it's like anything, right? Like if you are trying to accomplish anything, whether it's at, you know, work or in the gym or at home, like if your house is a mess and you stand there and say, I just want to clean my whole house, you might get overwhelmed. But if you say, all right, I'm going to start in the bathroom and I'm going to knock that off first. Yep. Then I'm going to throw a load of laundry in. Then I'm going to take out the garbage. Like, you're narrowing focus and you're getting more done. If you are at work on a Monday or after vacation and you've got 800 emails and a stack of papers, you can't just wave a magic wand and say, I want to get all this done. You need to figure out a plan of attack. I always, and this is kind of in a broader sense, like I'm always better when I write things down, prioritize, make a checklist, mm-hmm. and knock stuff out of the way. If there's something that I've been putting off or I know I need to do, just sometimes just get it done first thing, right?
Yeah.
And then it's almost like you're rolling downhill. Same thing with getting to the gym. And
yep.
we've talked about this before, and people's habits, you can use it as a motivator and use it to kind of be that spark, that flint to help you then focus in on everything else that's
yep.
going to be next in the checklist.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that go into that focus. So getting in, creating that routine helps you stay focused on what you're doing, because it's more than that one moment that you decide you're going to do something, but you have to stay focused and be committed to what you're going to be doing. So creating a routine is very important. Coming in with a friend or getting a coach or something like that to help keep you accountable is very important to keep you focused. So that also kind of leads into another thing that I was wanting to talk about, because you're talking about setting up things for like a process, your checklist and getting things done. And it was making me think, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, kind of a thing. So you chunk it up and do it piece by piece, and that leads to your journey. And that was the other thing that I was wanting to talk about, is the journey to get to that goal that you're so focused on or where you want to be in the future. And this is really cool. So one of my clients, Sarah Rockwell, she is getting ready to do her first Ironman, full Ironman. And she saw something pop up on her Facebook from 7 years ago. Jeez. Where she was posting about how she was really nervous about her first triathlon ever. So it was a smaller try and it was her first, and she was super excited but super nervous. And it came up because it's the same time of year. And then all these other ones started popping up. And even for me today, there was pictures, I think it was her first ever half Ironman, that there I had pictures of that popped up on my Facebook. But it's really cool because Facebook has kind of created this journey that you can just kind of follow. So you can look back and see thoughts from between the last 7 years of, okay, you know, she gained a little bit of weight after her first triathlon, and we've been losing it since. And she was dropping weight and talking about how it's hard, but then like self-motivating herself. So these memes are popping up of like little motivational things, or how she's nervous or scared about something, and how she's dealing with something else, and helping other people, or this race is coming. And it's just this little picture book almost that you're just following along. And it just turns out that they're always this time of year that she's doing them.
Yeah.
But it was so cool to see it, that her race is on the 15th. It's coming up, Louisville, Kentucky. And it's the most insane thing that she's ever done. It's a 112-mile bike, a full marathon run, 26.2 miles, and a 2.24 or something like that mile swim, or 2.5 mile swim, which is insane. Insane. The normal person would just be like, I'd rather just you let me die, kind of a thing. And she's going to go out there and crush it. And it's amazing in itself. But then whenever you add all this stuff to it, where you can look back on how far you've come, and you can see all of it and see the progress from all the pictures at the events and what you were thinking, it's really, really cool to see that journey. You know what I mean?
How about the mental journey too? Because as you're going through that,
yeah,
and the training becomes longer, that's a lot of time by yourself and with,
yeah,
your thoughts. And we talk about motivation and, you know, having a coach or a partner or someone help you along the way. But, you know, whether you're running a 5K or a marathon or a triathlon or an Ironman,
yep,
it's a lot of time in your own head, from the training to the actual race. And, you know, an Ironman, that takes like an entire day.
Oh yeah, 14 hours.
No matter how many, yeah, no matter how many people help you along the way, at the end of the road, it's,
yeah,
it's you out there,
you and you, and just going along. And we were talking about that yesterday, because she came in. We did some mobility, some light work. We're not breaking anything down, just kind of letting her recover and keeping her moving. And we were talking about that, because her runs, I mean, she goes out and is doing an 18-mile run,
yeah, or like you're tapering up for a marathon
for 7
yeah,
hours and stuff like that. And her mindset has totally changed, because at the very beginning, and she talked about this too, very beginning, she would be told, you know, okay, you have to go and you're going to ride the bike for 3 hours today, and you're going to get off and you're going to go for a run. And she'd be like, F you, there's no way, like, I'm not doing that. And then now she gets a recovery run, you know, where she's running something that's shorter, doing 3 hours of work or something. And she's like, oh, thank God, this is like nothing, you know, this is my warm up. And for those longer runs, she said that now mentally, instead of being like, F you, there's no way, I'm not going to do it, she just talks to herself and is like, no matter what, you're doing this. This is what's happening right now. This is the situation that we're in, and this is what we're going to do. And I was blown
That's
away.
Awesome.
Yeah, whenever she told me that, it's like, it's almost, it's a complete 180 in her thought. She's so much, like, her mental toughness is through the roof. And it really reminds me almost kind of like a someone in the military or something like that, where they just beat you into the ground until mentally you kind of reshape yourself and you can conquer anything, kind of a mindset. I think she's kind of done that to herself. Just training has beat her down, and she built herself back up through it and is so much stronger. It's ridiculous. It's super cool to see. So,
well, I'm really excited to hear about how it goes.
Yeah.
I'll have to get her on the pod to discuss.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. And again, not that everyone has to go out and run an Ironman or compete in an Ironman, but what an accomplishment. And it's just such a cool thing. So
yeah,
that'll be great. I'm excited
start
to hear
documenting
about
your journey now.
Yeah,
take pictures of where you're at when you start. Write down what you think. Post motivational stuff on Facebook or wherever you post your stuff to help kind of keep track of it, and then look back on it, because a lot of people will miss that they're making progress until they look back and they're like, holy crap, you know, I used to be scared of doing this, and now it's my favorite thing.
Yeah,
that's one thing she talked about too. She was brought up a post where she was scared to go swimming, open water swim with all these other people, because she didn't like being around people. They push her down. She had a hard time swimming. She would get anxious and like hyperventilate, couldn't breathe, and have a lot of issues with it, and hated it and didn't want to do it. And now she says that's like her favorite workout. She goes swims with her friends.
That's awesome.
And she, I think it was just because of seeing that post, it brought up. It's like, holy crap. Like, I love this now. I can't believe I was ever scared of that. Same thing happens with anything else, you know. You lose weight and you don't really notice it, and you're just kind of like, whatever, this is just me now. And then you look back, you're like, oh my God, look how far I've come. So make sure that you guys are documenting your journey. It's important to know where you came from, where you're at now, and focused on where you're going. So that's kind of the whole bringing it all together is document your journey, see where you came from, but don't stay there. Focus on something ahead, stay locked in, and crush that goal. So
love it.
Good deal. Well, hopefully the Blues will stay focused and,
yes,
and crush it this season. I'm excited. We'll go check out some games. It'll be good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'll be there this weekend. You'll be enjoying a little...
melting in the sun.
Hang out with your buddies, and we'll get together and recap it next week.
Sounds great. Well, we hope you guys have a great weekend. As always, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Relentless Fitness LLC. Also, send me emails at relentlessfitnessllc@gmail.com. If you want to leave any comments or reviews, please feel free. This is on iTunes. We do this totally for free just to give something back to you guys and help bring you something that you might not have known before. So if you have any recommendations or topics you'd like to know more about, please let us know. Chris, where can they find you? Twitter?
Yeah, same thing. Twitter, CHRABE. And just hit us up if you have podcast ideas or questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Let us know.
We'd love to hear it. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. And as always, stay relentless.